to me?
Yes.
No, not at all. Not at all.
I'm so glad. That's why this guy told me last night that he went out with. He said I wasn't a threat.
You weren't a threat.
Right.
Right. Somebody's on the phone here. Beverly Mahalik. And Beverly, of course, is one of these geniuses that thinks she knows. Okay, Beverly, here's the question. What is the commonest language in the world? It's spoken by more than, well, a lot of people, more people than any other language. Beverly, what is it?
Okay, it's Northern Chinese.
That's right. Sometimes known as Mandarin.
Right.
I thought it'd be Latin, but of course nobody speaks Latin. It's just the root of many languages. I'm asking these exam-type questions, you know, since we're having exams at a lot of the schools now. Hey, that's great. It is Northern Chinese, and about 575 million people speak it, and I'm not one of them.
Neither am I.
I got England Dan and John Ford Coley's album for you.
Very good.
We're glad to do it.
And we really enjoy your show.
This has been a paid political announcement.
No, it has. It's, we really do.
Hey, listen, somebody, you got a real short line where we have spies everywhere. A real short line is where now, of course, Rich Mel with our brownie points there, these delicious little goodies for you. And he's looking for short lines here at 14 minutes until 8 o'clock. Where is it, Rich?
A really short line at Robertson and Cashio. And it seems like it's a self-service, and there's like two cars there, and you had a block away, the cars are around the block.
KHJ and Rick D's in the morning. Hiya, Pointer Sisters. Time now is 10 minutes until 8 o'clock. It's 10 to 8. Coming up, of course, we do have Dr. Billy Frank from Covina, where the freeways meet in Downey. He talks about the Macho Man. We also have some unbelievable prizes. Of course, we have Candy Plastique and Sparky, our special guest this morning, as you know, in case you're just tuning in. I don't know how this happened, but the queen of the talk shows, none other than Shelley Winters, is in here with us this morning. And Shelley, thank you so much for being on the D's show.
Oh, it's wonderful to be. How do you do this? There are no cameras, no makeup, pancake.
No, we can just come in jeans or whatever we want. Of course, I wear a tuxedo like this every day because I think that this listener deserves it. But
very nice. You look very good in a tuxedo. Not a lot of people look good in tuxedos, you know.
Well, a lot of people don't. That's a problem, you know. But we do have some coffee for you here.
I wish you were Italian. That's the only thing. I love Italians. What am I saying? I've been analyzed. I don't like Italians anymore. It's a lie. I don't like Italians.
Are you feeling okay? You know, you sound like you don't feel too well.
Well, actually, I haven't been feeling too good. And I didn't know whether to starve a cold or feed a fever.
Uh-huh.
And feed the fever. So I just decided to feed both.
No, you. Hey, by the way, it's 9 minutes until 8 o'clock. And I forgot to give you the weather, too, Shelley. If you don't mind, let me have this. Thank you. It's fair today, sunny with a high of about 80 almost. 78 is what they say. Cooler this afternoon, low down to 60. So that's not too bad. And a high tomorrow of about 78 to 80 also. And here's the reason we brought in Shelley right now. Of course, you are going down to the beach. We want you to get into Gymco because they have, what a tan. You've heard of those products before.
That sounds wonderful.
What a tan.
Yeah.
What a tan. It's MMM, what a tan. And at Gymco, they have the low membership savings prices, and you have everything you need, the visors, the glasses, everything for in the sun for this weekend, Memorial Day. It's at Gymco. So hurry in, if you would. Now it's 8 minutes until 8 o'clock. It's 5 minutes till 8 o'clock.
Ooh, yeah.
This is so fine. Coming up in just a few moments, we've got Ricky Lee Jones' brand new LP for you to win at KHJ. Right, 2 until 8 o'clock, Doobie Brothers. And there she comes again.
Hey, Rick.
Yes.
What's for lunch?
Julia Child, I can't believe. Who are you saluting today?
Bon appetit. It's wonderful to be here today.
Well, good.
Well, I'm making a marvelous lunch for the El Toro High School. Which means ball in Spanish, I believe.
Right.
Oh, I love it. Today the kiddies are having a cheese boat, and I'm scooping it out right now. And a cheese boat is a marvelous French roll that's stuffed with cheese and covered with a tangy Italian pizza sauce.
Wonderful, Julia. Don't spill it out.
Whoops, I spilled it. It's mighty good. And then the children can have choice of the cheese bolt or the chef's salad.
Don't say children, say young people, you see.
The young people.
This is a high school.
High school, marvelous.
Oh, is she out of it?
Thank you. And they can have the choice of the cheese bolt or the chef's salad with assorted marvelous little tidbits on top.
Uh-huh.
And they can have potato tots, milk, an orange or a marvelous apple, and a special super surprise cookie that I made. And for dessert at El Toro High School, the kiddies are having mucus macaroons. Marvelous.
Mucus macaroons.
Yum, yum.
KHJ Los Angeles. I'm Mary Lyon with the Thursday Commuter Report. It's 8 o'clock and 64 degrees in L.A. At 8:05, 64 degrees in Long Beach, Burbank 63, Coastal City 62, and 64 degrees in Hollywood at 93 KHJ.
Good morning to you now. 6 minutes after 8 o'clock, and stand by for Casper the Demented Ghost. Come in, sir. What is it?
You're listening to Rick Dees in the Morning on KHJ. Good for you.
KHJ and Rick Dees in the Morning. Time now is 9 minutes after 8 o'clock. It's 9 after 8. You have those Rick Jagger, a guy that runs, I'd say, at least 9-100 with these short gas lines. If you could hand me that sheet over there that you just brought over there, Rick. I have some short gas lines for you, and this is a pleasant surprise. It really is. I thought they were going to be longer this morning, but at Sunset and Fairfax, there's a short line. Also, a couple of stations at Sunset and Fairfax. Sunset and La Brea, or as Roadhog says, La Bra. He's got a short line over there at Sunset and La Bra. And also, Wilton and Melrose. Melrose and Western, there are 4 cars waiting there. Of course, after we say this, there may be 5 or 6. It's a good way to test how many people are listening. If you're listening, go to Melrose and Western. Also, there's a short line at Washington and La Brea. Beachwood and Franklin, short line, and also Venice and Maine, there's a short line, and it's 10 minutes after 8 o'clock. Dr. Billy, did he want to come in now? Fine. This guy is just unbelievably catching on from Covina. Words of wisdom.
Well, my friend Rick Dees runs a mighty fine show. The music and fun continue to grow. Can't make it through the day and stay as happy as I am without some words from Dr. Billy Furman to help.
It's me, Dr. Billy Frank, from Covina, where the freeways meet in Downey. And, Jay, though I walk through the San Fernando Valley, I shall fear Lowland. A letter has poured in here to the show here. This is a letter from Mrs. O.L. Leak from Eagle Rock, California. It says, Dear Dr. Billy Frank from Covina, what is a macho man? I hear my kids talk about macho men, macho this, macho. What is a macho man? Well, Mrs. O.L. from Eagle Rock, I've done some research and I have found out that a macho man is a guy who jogs home from his vasectomy.
There's a lot of things you do because you...
Good morning to you. It's Rick Dees in the Morning, and coming up, we got an album to give away, Ricky Lee Jones, in just a few moments. The time now is 14 minutes after 8 o'clock, and in case you're wondering about the weather, some sunshine today with a high of about 78, cooler this afternoon, low tonight, 60, and everywhere right now, it's 62 degrees. Coming up, I hope that young people are listening because we have Casper the Demented Ghost.
Hey, baby, this is Dog Man. That's right, Dog Man D's on KJ. I'm into it now. They said, reach out and touch you, baby. So here I go. Come on now. Come close to the radio. Enough. All right, baby. Take it from Dog Man. This is what's happening. This is the show in the morning that's causing people to get on up and then get on down. It's KHJ at 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You better hurry now.
Thank you, dog. Let me have the microphone. Okay, listen, so many young people have called in, and as you know, that fabulous talent, Julie McWhirter, over at Hanna-Barbera, who was Casper the Ghost this year, something happened to her, and she actually became Casper the Demented Ghost, and they had to let her go because she's been on a rampage in L.A., and a lot of the children were worried. They called the station, and it is true. And I hope that you young people aren't getting afraid, but you don't have to knock on the door, Casper. I know that you're here. Just come right on through the door. Casper, the Demented Ghost. Oh, my gosh, there you are.
Hi, boys and girls. This is Casper, the Demented Ghost.
Uh-huh.
I hate you. Do you hate me? Good. That means we're even. So long!
Lodger is the new album by David Bowie, and it's the most...
And this is absolutely your last weekend to take advantage of the great Toyota Challenge. And there's a reason why your Southern California Toyota dealer is number one. Deals. So make yours today and drive home in a gas-saving Toyota. Is that right? Did I get it right? Okay,
that's right.
Fine. Okay, she's pointing to me saying, you're hot stuff. I'm not hot stuff. Oh, no, you're pointing to the phone. The star line is ringing. Well, why didn't you tell me? Hello?
Hi, this is Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood? Are you serious?
And,
What?
Rick.
What?
You woke me up, so,
What?
I'm gonna kill you.
Clint, this is...
I'm gonna kill you, buddy.
What are you...
Okay.
Wow, at least this is in a good mood this morning. It's 23 minutes after 8 o'clock, and let me see if I can bring back that mental image for you. You and sexy you-know-who under the stadium. Need I say more?
Hey, where did we go? Da, 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 da.
That's the biggest thing I've ever heard.
It's KHJ in the morning. It's Rick Dees with you. Time now is 26 minutes after 8 o'clock, and... Governor's date, Linda Ronstadt and Rick Dees in the morning. It is now coming up on 8:30. Way to go, Deanna Lopez. Deanna Lopez at Security Pacific Bank in San Fernando. You're getting roses for being the working girl of the day. And listen, if you'd like to recognize your girl, all you do is put her name on a card and get it to Rick Dees in the morning. That's D-E-E-S. And it's at KHJ 90038. And what we do is give out roses every single day to the working girl of the day. So will you do that? Boss, of course, is that Mary over there?
Yes, sir.
Of course, tremendous Memorial Day weekend. Mary Lyon is excited. You remember, she's just got everything planned. Last year, she had a big Memorial Day weekend. Her dad let her sit in the car while it went through the car wash and just amazing things. Then he took her home and let her change the razor and his razor blade. Just, this girl has more excitement than you would believe.
How exciting is it? Well, we'll figure that out. I'm Mary Lyon with the Thursday Commuter Report on KHJ. It's 8:30 and 64 degrees in L.A. There's an accident involved. 64 degrees in Hollywood at 93 KHJ.
Good morning to you, and for you truckers, this is your portion of the show. This is Rick Diesel, and it's 22 minutes until 9 o'clock. Oh, this is so fine. Oh, that is the most requested song of the morning. Kenny Rogers and She Believes in Me. It's Rick Dees in the morning. I believe in you. In that traffic line, it's not too bad at the gas pumps this morning. And my congratulations for that. Of course, John Butler has been checking out the entire situation. Are they really shorter, John?
They really are shorter. Yes, they really are shorter this morning. Just checked a couple. Melrose and Alexandria, no waiting at all. Vermont and Beverly, a 76 station, no waiting at all. Some real short ones round and about this morning, so it's really looking good out there.
Not bad at all. It's 18 minutes until 9 o'clock. I tell you the bad situation, I guess you heard, the truckers are just totally up in arms. They are shortening the diesel supplies, and of course the truckers all over the state and the entire area are a little bit upset. Roadhogs on the CB, we have Roadhog D's at now it's 17 till 9. Road, what's the problem? Are you talking to somebody?
Well, all right, I got the hammer down coming in over at Grapevine. This is old Roadhog here, Roadhog D's. Who's this?
All right, this
is Mike Miller there, Rick.
Hey, Mike, let me tell you something. I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
What's that?
I'm going to kick me a little governmental buttock. Did you see in the paper where they're cutting back my diesel allotment?
Yeah, man, I seen that. That's madness, isn't it?
Other truckers can't do nothing. We've been cut back on our doggone diesel allotment.
Oh.
Now, Connor, I've just had it. Stupid governmental fruit flies. I'm going to get out there and kick me a little governmental buttock.
See, I got you covered, Rick.
Hey, you saw me in my new picture, the beer hunter, didn't you?
The beer hunter.
The beer hunter.
All right.
It's a good one. About as funny as a rubber commode handle.
That's enough. Cut it off.
Fits like socks on a rooster. Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Thank you for being on the CB with me, and don't forget to keep in touch with yourself. And don't forget that life is a giant sewage sandwich, and each day you take one more bite.
The summer entertainment. Grease is the word. From Paramount, rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
I'm glad the WOR radio does something right. At least they know that Grease is the word, and it's now playing to it. Man's Westwood, Fox Hollywood, and theaters and drive-ins near you everywhere. Home of Rex Rona and, of course, its clone, Gronin Barrett. Of course, we have some more Hollywood gossip. You're not going to believe some of this stuff. Also coming up, another D's discount question. We've got a great album to give away in just a second, so stand by. And here's England Dan and John Ford Coley. KHJ, it's Rick Dees in the morning with Love is the Answer. Of course, England Dan, John Ford Coley. Time now is 9 minutes until 9 o'clock. It's 9 till 9, and the weather's going to be sunny and probably cool tonight, too. High today of 78, and a little more sunshine than yesterday, so that's good news. It is now exactly 63 degrees, and there she is. I can see her. Oh, yes. Lovely and talented. If you could let her in over there, Sparky, would you please?
Sure, boss.
Get the door for Gronin Barrett.
It's Gronin Barrett. Hi, Gronin.
Good morning, Sparky. Sorry I stepped on you.
Yes, what is happening in Hollywood? Of course, you have all the rumors.
Yes, I do. I live on rumors, mm-hmm. as you can tell.
Yes,
sir. Case for my hair.
Beautiful hair.
Thank you so much.
Is it yours?
It is mine. The little point in the back. I work hours doing that.
Gorgeous.
Well, Rick, I'll tell you, this morning it is a certified, bona fide dribble that John Travolta is turning into an arrogant, spoiled brat.
Ooh, I heard about that.
Yes,
yeah.
A pedestrian who saw Travolta's limo pass by stated, he didn't even look at me. Mm. Isn't that terrible?
That is the worst.
And rumor is also having it that Barbara Streisand superstar Big Nose is having split ends over hairdresser, producer, writer, chauffeur, confidant, bodyguard, protege, live-in, John Peters.
Oh, really? And also...
Yes, a neighbor saw Peters packing up his rat-tail combs and saw him leave in a snip for a far more permanent wave of a romance. Can you believe
unbelievable.
That?
Unbelievable. And
you have some news.
Well,
me,
Taylor
Rick.
And Burton, you know, were back in the news. They had gotten together for something, but anyway...
Oh, Richard.
There they are.
Oh, I told you not to do that.
My dear, I made a ghastly mistake. I apologize. I'm sorry. I don't know how else to put it except perhaps to say it's your house.
What fabulous dialogue. And Rick Dees here to please. Are you ready for this is interesting. What is the state flower of California? Since it's exam time, I figured I'd give you an exam type question. And you got it right. We have Ricky Lee Jones album for you. 520-1979. That's 520-1979. Call in to win. Good morning to you. It's 1 minute until 9:00. It's Rick Dees in the morning, and here are the Bee Gees. It still amazes me how the Bee Gees have capitalized on the fact that they never went through puberty. And it's KHJ in the morning. Rick Dees at 9:03.
And baby, take some hot stuff.
7 minutes after 9 o'clock. As you know, we have been trying to give away this Ricky Lee Jones album. And in just a few minutes, I do a part. Oh, I knew that would happen. Doggone, my stomach is growling. My doctor came in yesterday and said I'm going to have to start eating breakfast on the air. So that's coming up in a little while. Oh, I can't help it. Get the microphone away from my stomach, would you? Ah. Stop it. Candy Plastique is on the phone with a prospective winner. Candy, quickly, please.
This is Candy Plastique. Yes, for KHJ.
Hey, I know the answer.
Oh, we just had a winner. What were you going to say?
California Poppy.
Oh, California Poppy. Have you ever smoked one before?
No, I wish I would.
Oh, you don't need that, do you? Well, I tried to smoke some red meat one time and it blew up in my face.
Really?
Yes.
Rated R from 20th Century Fox.
Are you planning a wedding? Are you looking at diamond engagement rings? Oh. Polachek Jewelers has one of the largest selections of orange blossom jewelry in the Los Angeles area.
Airchecks.com.